Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 7.99, down 3 on the open. September, 8.14, down 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade on LaSalle Street, July wheat open at 7.63, up 1.5 on the open. September, 7.80.5, up 3. December, 8.01, up 1.75. July corn opened at 5.98, down 1.25 on the open. September, 6.12, down 3/4. December, 6.25, down 1.5. March of 2009, 640 unchanged. May, 649.25, up 1. December of 2009, $6, up 3.5 on the open. July beans open at 1360, down 3.5 on the open. August, 1366, down 2.75. September, 1353, down 3.25. November, 1351, down 3.5. January of 2009, 1368, down 0.5. March, 1372, down 7.25 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 343.50, up $2 on the open. August, 346.50, up 240. July soybean oil opened at 61.25, down 6 on the open. August, 61.50, down 16. June live cattle open at 95.80, up 27.5 on the open. August, 101.20, down 65. August feeders open at 115.50, down 52.5 on the open. September, 116.50, down 30. June lean hogs open at 77.40, down 35 on the open. July, 78.05, down 5. And July bellies open at 78.50, down 22.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start on the livestock side today because we've had, since my opening call, some pretty significant moves to the downside there. What are you seeing?
Well, we're lower on selling interest. We've moved the cattle complex into contract highs, and there's ideas that the market's due to back and fill a little bit. Oftentimes, you start to get in this time of year, you have a little bit of a seasonal peak kick in. Also, too, we're fundamentally concerned about South Korea. They were in position here to resume or continue to import U.S. beef, and there's ideas that that might be delayed a little bit in through here. Also, too, we're seeing the funds be in sort of a position here where they might hold their buying pattern here until we see what type of new rules or regulations, if they do occur here this week from the CFTC.
Technically, are you looking for a short-term top in here then?
We feel we can back and fill. Long term, there's probably another $10 to the upside in the cattle complex. But short term in here, I wouldn't be surprised to see the futures in general pull back $4 or $5.
Is lean hogs, I'm looking at the July contract at the moment, reacting in tandem with the cattle, or do they have their own fundamental story that they're telling today?
No, we feel, same thing in the hogs. We've been supportive in here. We're backing and filling. Pork production was a little higher than last week, but when you look at the overall cumulative production for the year, we're down about 9%. We're seeing improved packer margins there late last week, so there's a lot of positive things. We look for cash market for hogs to also move higher here as we move through the first couple weeks of June. Slaughter, if you look at the numbers and track that, slaughter numbers are starting to back off in through here. So we feel that pullbacks in the hog market is going to be fairly good support. If you look at the July hogs, if you're a trader, this $76, $75 level is going to be good support, and look for them to run to $80, $85.
Let's turn our attention then to the grain markets. From what was a fairly quiet opening bell, given the kind of volatility that we've seen for the last several months since that bell rang, though, we're seeing some strength in both corn and the soybeans, wheat too, for that matter.
Yeah, we're in the key dominant time window for weather to be an effective force on the grain market. The grain complex is one of the few commodities that are as widely affected by growing conditions. You know, you got crude oil and your metals and financials affected by some fundamental news, but when you look at corn, beans, and wheat, they are the most volatile, most affected by the growing season. And right now, the trade's very concerned about the conditions of the corn and bean crop throughout the Midwest. We had some tremendous amount of rain activity there Friday, Saturday, who really saw some areas get hammered pretty good. If you look at the future forecast in here, you know, it's just not ideal for planting progress to resume in some of these areas. So we're putting a little premium back into the marketplace. The big market maker and news will be this afternoon's report on the weekly scale. Corn planting progress is expected to be in this 90 to 95% complete. Bean planting progress expected to be 70 to 75% complete. But the main report, which is probably going to be bigger than a USDA report, will be the USDA's first conditions report. Trades pegging the good to excellent category for corn to be rated anywhere from 50 to 65% good to excellent. And for those companies who watch this conditions report, takes this conditions report, and plugs this into their models to determine yield, you'll find out we could lose probably 400 to 500 million bushel corn just real quick.
And if we were to do that off of USDA's last report, Kurt, given that the demand side would remain equal, that would take it down to an insanely low number.
Correct. It will tighten the bottom line up, but yet, too, the big miscellaneous category is feed use. And we feel there's great debate or concern that feed use is a little high. We've seen tremendous pickup in DDG demand here over the last year, and you cannot count feed demand twice on corn. This byproduct of ethanol has helped these livestock producers quite a bit here over the short term, being a cheaper source and buying straight corn. So true feed demand in general is going to have to be cut by 300 to 400 million bushels.
So what we really need is to have NASS introduce a category on DDGs.
That would be helpful. You know, it'd have to be labeled either domestic or export. That way you can tell whether or not if it's actually being consumed here in the U.S. or abroad.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel, Senior Analyst for Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous during the afternoon, highs ranging from 75 along the Chicago lakefront to around 90 degrees in southwestern Illinois. Tonight, in the north and central sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms during the evening hours and widespread rain and thunderstorms after midnight. Locally, heavy rainfall is likely. In the south, partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows ranging from 58 in the far north to around 70 in the south. More wet weather is expected through midweek, with the heaviest rainfall likely in the northern half of the two-state region. And then dry and hot weather is expected on Thursday and early Friday, with more storms likely going into Friday evening. Current tick for you, July wheat in Kansas City, 816 up 14, September 826 up 10, July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 7.88 up 26.5. September 7.97 up 19.5. July corn 6.11 3/4 up 12.5. Now up 12.25. December 6.38 3/4 up 12.25. July beans 13.78 up 14.5. November 13.64 up 9.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.